Blog Talk Radio.
Whether you have food or a baby in your hands, drop it and get ready for the Billy Borelli Laugh Chat. And here's your host, Billy Borelli.
What is happening? Happy New Year, everybody. It is the Billy Borelli Laugh Chat. Yes, I am on the air. What's going on? It's the new year. 1-6-2015. How many are you still writing 2014? I'm not. I was practicing this shit back in November. We see it coming. We just still do it anyway. What's going on? What's been in the news? Nothing here. Still got the beard, still got the braces. I'm talking normally now. I'm getting used to them, but they're hurting, you know, so the teeth are on the move, just like diarrhea, always on the move. I'm having the comedic equivalent of a shart when you think you've said a joke and suddenly you just shit and, you know, well, that's what's going on. No, not really. So, let's get into some news. Rare glimpse of Obama daughter causes online stir. Why? She's got a massive fucking head, that's why. She's got 6 head instead of 4 head. After years of careful White House control over her few public appearances, a mysterious online image of first daughter Malia Obama, 16, has gone viral. Whoa. Pro era. What is going on? Okay, so she's got some, I don't know. She's got a picture online, but I don't see it. I don't see it. They're saying it's a picture that's gone viral, but they aren't even printing it. So, what kind of news, Yahoo, do you like produce and can't even produce the actual news? Well, there, you know, now everybody's going to be going, "Oh my God, the picture, blah blah blah." Well, have you fucking seen it? I haven't. I've just seen that big ass head she's got. She looks like Frankenstein. So, the Dallas Cowboys are in the playoffs. Yes, I didn't. And there's a pig fucking flying outside my house. Yeah, I don't know. This football season's crazy. We got the Panthers in it. We got the Cowboys in it. Two teams who we didn't think would be in it are in it. All the teams, or most of the teams that we thought would be in it, are out. Let's just hope the Seahawks don't get very far. Ah, here's the selfie. Here's the picture. I've seen it. I don't know. Let's mute my computer because every time I click on something, blah, 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 blah. Yeah, she was about to talk. Yeah, shut your fucking mouth. What else is in the news? Big major story starting January 1st or maybe the 2nd. A lot of, if not all of, now, I believe it's statewide or countrywide, illegal immigrants were standing in line to get their driver's license. They were getting their driver's license. Think about that. They were standing in line getting their driver's license. Illegal immigrants. We won't give you a residency, legal residency, but we'll give you a driver's license so you can legally drive that stolen car down the street. That's racist. No, it's funny and true. So just roll with it. You back in the gym? Who's back in the gym? Everybody is back in the gym. It's the new year, the new me bullshit. So I'm in my gym, and everybody there is new, pretty much everybody. I went in there, only saw a few regulars, saw some new people, quite a few new people. You could tell, you know, they're pretty, they look like they haven't seen a gym in a minute. You know, they're thoroughly clothed, covered up. You know, the gym regulars, especially ones with nice physiques, will show. You know, and it's not that bad. It's not that bad. I go at night, so it's not really what you may think. Oh, they're packed and they're, you know, they're talking and they're doing all this. They're still talking. I don't know what the fuck guys, they go to the gym and they spend 20 minutes talking, blah, blah, blah. Let's lift some weights and then let's talk a little bit. You know, get in there. Like I have me and my buddy, we, you know, lifting partner. We get in there and we do. We talk about it for a minute and we talk about the pump and we talk about this and that. But we don't stand there with leaning against the machine and blabbing away like a lot of these guys do. We get in there and do it. What kills me is seeing the guys with like the pencil thin calves. It's like you're all big up top and you got these little old calves and you're just showing them off like shorts and low socks. Like, dude, really? You know, you're showing off your upper body, but that those them sticks you're walking on, it's gross. Don't do it. Just don't let your friends not do legs at the gym. Guys, if you're listening, anybody that's listening, if you go to the gym with a friend or if you go to the gym, don't skip leg day. Do 2 days of it until you vomit. Just vomit right there. I'm sure they'll be fine with it. What else? Oregon man killed self after gunning down California deputy. An Oregon man who killed a California sheriff's deputy last year died from a self-inflicted wound during the ensuing shootout with a police officer. Ricardo Cheney, I don't even remember this. Fort Bragg. So apparently he shot Ricky Del Fiorentino on March 19th. I don't remember this. Or maybe I do. Yeah, okay, I do. Apparently he shot himself. And good. Bye. Bye, fucking Ricardo Cheney. You douchebag son of a bitch. Yeah, that's not really all that funny. You know what I get? You know what gets me is, you know, we're doing the new year, new me. Everybody is like, this is my year and it's going to be the new me. Well, most of you have already started. Some of you, I mean, you know, there's a lot of people that have already started the new me, the new year, the new me stuff. And that's good. You don't realize it, but you have. I know some people that have already like, you know, oh, this is going to be my year. Well, you've already started. Think about it. You're on a journey already. I've already started my gym last year. I said I would, with the help of a very lovely individual, help me get on stage and start the comedy. And that was, I don't know if that was a new year, new me thing, but I just had to do it. And I ended up doing it, which was fine. Plus, got on stage, my band, Angels of Fear, they got on stage. We did some gigs. So two things were accomplished. Three things, got back into the gym. All this was just to do it, just like, you know, stop procrastinating, get your ass and do it. The braces, the doctor visits, you know, the this and the that. Everything was done last year that I didn't even know. I knew I had to get my teeth worked on. They were, you know, I looked like a fucking shark. Like, you know, what's the matter with you? I could tear up a sandwich. Now I'm like, shit, you know, they're getting all straightened out. Yeah, going to the gym, you know, all that stuff. That all that begins whenever you just get off your ass and do it. And I don't know, there was no comedy in that, but it's more or less just, fuck, I was tired of being, you know, complacent. Stop being complacent. But what I was getting at is the new year, new me, and women are like on Instagram. So those of you that, you know, are familiar with Instagram, you can like search, but not really search. You just kind of like see people that either are friends of other people or similar to what you like, and you really don't know who likes who. Like you'll not really make a mistake, but you'll follow somebody that you know or that is following that person, and you both know them. So you get on there, and they're like, oh, yeah, new year, new me. And then you're like, oh, okay, well, in this picture, you're, you know, showing your ass. You know, you get your G-string, your shit-stained G-string going up the crack of your butt. And then the next picture, you're like, Episcopalian chapter 1, verse 27, you know, Christ said unto thee. It's like, oh, whoa. Christ didn't say to wear that string up your ass. Christ said to cover up. Or maybe he did. Maybe he told you, girl, shake your ass, get that money, show these men, come to church on Sunday, all is good. As long as you earn and put some in the collection plate, bounce and clap that ass and make it twerk and get them dudes to make it rain on that fat jelly monster. And they do it. They take pictures of it too. I'm making it clap. And doing whatever. how can, and then try to diss other women for doing it. Like, oh my God, she's like, her ass is way too big, and she's got nails that she can scratch you from across the fucking room. And oh my God, look at her. Look at all that cottage cheese. This is what I don't get. If you work with women and they're close, okay. So I've seen both sides of the spectrum when women work close together, like all the time, like literally they work together, as opposed to women who work in the same office, but not necessarily together. The women who work close together tend to be more, they tend to get along better. They don't talk about each other. They don't, you know, they don't, oh, that bitch thinks she's so fine. She, oh, look at her. I smell pussy from here. Oh, she thinks she's just the hot shit. Look at her cleavage. Oh, my God. Look at her hair. You could see her tracks. Oh, her panty lines. But then when they get together and when they work together, oh, it's a totally different story. Girl, look at your boobs. And they'll grab them. Like, I'm sitting there going, hey, what are you doing? Your ass is poking out. That's fat. They'll talk, and there'll be no repercussions of sexual abuse or, you know, making people feel uncomfortable. A guy's not going to say that. He's not going to go, well, yeah, you see the two girls, Shirley and Barbara, were sitting up there fondling each other, you know, and I witnessed this. Shirley grabbed Barbara's boob and squeezed it and said, you know, they're looking kind of big, and I don't know, it just made me feel uncomfortable. You know why, dickhead? Because you wanted to grab them. We can't do that as men. I mean, straight men, that is. And I classify myself as a straight man. Gay men, I don't know what the fuck they do. But probably they do that. But guys, you can't walk up to your coworker or your buddy and go, hey, dude, your dick print, man, it's fucking bomb. Look at that. Wow, how did you get that? Let me see. Wow, dude. That's fucking firm. You got some hangage there. Yeah, your balls, man. They're looking pretty, you know, pretty shaved and shaped. Dude, how do you do that? You know, if you don't mind me asking, can I touch? Yeah, sure. Fuck, dude, they jiggle. Dude, look at your fucking ass, man. Seriously, your ass is poking out. You're hitting them squats, right? Let me see. Oh, shit, that's pretty firm. Yeah, that's tight. Slap. You don't see that. Gay dudes probably do it. Let me see your dick pic. Because guys are fucking pigs, whether we're gay or whether we're straight. Men are pigs. Males are pigs. Gay dudes, too. They don't give a fuck. Gay dude is, oh, man. So, what's your name? Charles. All right, Charles. I'm going to get on my knees. Sorry, my braces get in the way. I'm going to get on my knees. And you put it in my mouth. That's how easy it is for gay men. It takes less than 10 seconds for them to fornicate. Really. We're like, you know, gay dogs, how they just walk up and start humping another dog. That's gay men. Not that I know this. So don't start calling in and saying, oh, you know from experience. Don't say, hey, don't start getting my chat and fucking, oh, really? Do you know this? Speaking of which, why don't you call in? 718-766-4314. That's 718-766-4314. Call in. You know, the neighbors, my neighbors, that breed dirty little fucking dogs who I want to just, like, you know, barbecue, they, I live around, you know, four different families, and two of them are the straight from Mexico. You can tell, you know, and they drive the big ass trucks and they put the big ass rims on it and they got the big stereos and they play banda music like you fucking wouldn't believe. You know, the truck will vibrate and you can hear the bolts loosening up. And I've been living here, next month will be 4 fucking years. Can you believe it? 4 years. I moved here in February of 2011, and I'll be here for 4 years. And they just got back from somewhere. I guess they do this every year. Every year during Christmas, they disappear for 2 weeks. So they know their kids are out of school. I don't know where the fuck they're going. I'm hearing, oh, they go back to Mexico. Well, great. They finally come back. And after 4 years, almost 4 years, one of my neighbors that breeds those dirty little shit monster dogs finally took the remaining three spinners off of their truck. They were the last, I think they're the last people on earth that still had spinners. And those were the last three spinners ever in fucking life. And they finally took them off. They were missing one spinner for God knows who, for 3 years, going on 4 years. Finally went down there and did something about it. Because I thought they had new rims. I'm like, whoa, fuck. They can't afford everything else, but they can afford new fucking rims? Get a paint job on that piece of shit truck. It's a Chevy, but geez, it's all beat up. And they'll put fucking rims on it in a minute. And a stereo system. If you're trying to be thuggish or if you want beat, that's not the way to go. Beat is Ice Cube. Beat is whoever else is popular today. I'm old school. I listen to, and I'm starting to re-listen to it. Old EPMD and Ice Cube when he first came out, and NWA, plus the NWA movie is coming out. So I'm excited about that. I go in my phases. I go in my metal phase, my thrash phase. You gotta mix it up. You can't just, you know. But listen to the stuff that you're used to. Don't listen to the new shit. Like NWA, Eazy-E, you know, Compton's Most Wanted, EPMD, you know, LL Cool J. I mean, I'm naming some really heavy hitters here. And you don't want to come out with some new people. You know, Lil Wayne, he might have had a hit, one song I like, maybe two. You know, so yeah, you know, they got the music for the beat. They got the music to make the speakers vibrate correctly. Not sounds like it's fucking clearing its throat. You know? Like an old ass man. Old ass man that was oh yeah, I'm in the store, right? Check this shit out. I'm in the store buying tequila and some other shit, food. He's right in front of me, and the person in front of him has to pause his transaction because he doesn't have enough on his card. So he walks away. The old man, who's obviously probably in his 70s, 80s, probably drinks, is buying a Snickers. And he's got $2 in his hand, and he's like shaking the $2 like, bitch, hurry up. Finally, he just like, he shows her the Snickers, he shows her the $2, and he slams it down. And this old motherfucker, I'm like, all that because you didn't want to wait an extra 10 seconds, maybe 15 seconds, so this guy can come back and, you know, and he can come back and do his Snickers. And it was like, you old motherfucker. And then so I'm leaving and I see, and he's like eating the Snickers bar. And all of a sudden he turns into Cindy Crawford. Just boom. And I was like, not going anywhere for a while. Cindy gets to be a bitch.
2014 is finally over. Good riddance. But let's not forget the lunacy that plagued 2014, shall we? Ebola, ISIS, the Ferguson riots, the NYPD murders, the missing Malaysia flight, President Obama's 6 year in office. Hang in there, folks, two more to go. The Ray Rice incident, and the horrible state of pop music. So let those memories marinate in your alcohol-induced hangover brain for a while. 2015 is here, and it's not too late to get a refund on that crappy exercise machine you ordered on HSN in your drunken stupor. Anyways, Happy New Year from all of us at Billy Borelli Laugh Chat.
Happy fucking new year. No new me. No new year. No new resolutions. I don't do that crap. I don't do resolution bullshit. Bullshit! That's what it is. This New Year's resolution. They did that at my job. They're like, oh, we're all thankful for what we're doing here, so what's your New Year's resolution? I'm like, fucking coffee. Literally, fucking coffee. I want to fuck this cup of coffee. It's warm. No, I didn't have one. I was just like, more coffee? I don't make those. Don't make resolutions because you know your ass isn't going to keep them. All you have to do is create a plan. Just say, this is what I'm going to do. Don't say when, don't say how. This is what I'm going to do. I'm going to get my fucking ass up out of the gym. And I did that. I was like, you know what? I need more. And I'm packing on weight. I'm not a bodybuilder by any means. I just want more weight. You know, I'm tired of being the little guy. I'm tired of being the stick guy. I'm tired of being the, you can't, you're too small, you're, you know. Oh, look, he has to be funny because he can't fucking fight, you little bitch. So, no, it wasn't even that. I'm just naturally fucking funny. I naturally will make the panties come off if I say a good joke. I'm kidding. That's a joke. I just rape, you know, I hold them by gunpoint and just fucking take your panties off because, you know, my jokes aren't doing it. So, what are we going to talk about with my remaining bullshit time? Some more news? You bet your ass not, but I am going to talk about Justin fucking Bieber for a little bit. He's posing in his little Calvin Klein little lingerie. Little Justin Bieber showing off his little chesties and showing off his little taps. He's a tough guy now. He sings to bitches, and then he's a little tough guy. Fuck. Fuck. Tattoos used to be like biker shit and tribal shit. That's all. It was, you know, you were part of a brotherhood. You were part of a tribe. Let's show it by giving tattoos. Then sports guys started doing it, then basketball, and, you know, I know they're sports guys, but they're the ones that show it. You know what, though? What really gets me is that police officers have them, and which is really kind of, like, really cool. You know, I saw there was a story, and I was reading about it. It was San Francisco police, and there was a police officer with his hands on his hips and a picture just, you know, monitoring something, watching something, totally sleeved up. I'm like, fuck, holy shit. He looked like a biker, like sleeves. And I guess, you know, you could do that in San Francisco. I don't know if you could do that throughout the country, but it just shows that there's some sort of leeway in the police department, you know, that you, if you take an oath and you do your job right, you can look however the fuck you want. I mean, I saw a police officer, male, with a ponytail. He had it kind of pulled up a little bit, though, so it was like a ponytail wrapped around a ponytail. You know, I can't fucking describe it, but it looked like a Japanese top knot on the back. And he had his hat on, and he was walking down the street. And I'm like, whoa, you got long hair. I don't get that. I mean, if you're in a scuffle with somebody and they go to pull your hair, you're fucked. You try fighting and somebody pulls your hair, you're kind of fucked. They got a good, solid grip on your hair. And my dad used to always keep his hair short for that reason, because I don't want some son of a bitch pulling my hair in a fight. And I sounded exactly like him. Where are you, Dad? Call in. Jeez. Call in. Get a laugh. That guy is a fucking comedian. So is my mom. They're both fucking comedians. And my mom's always, did you tell the pussy joke? I don't say pussy. I don't. But I do say cunt. That's one word I will say. I will say cunt. Excuse my language. Cunt. I love you, Mom. Moms are pretty cool, especially when they're like that. They let their kids get away with, you know, a lot of stuff. They know. My mom is smart. She's like, she's one of those like, hey, you're a responsible person. I raised you guys right. My eyes are fucking burning. I'm cooking dinner and I got my oven is on. I'm baking a potato and it's like releasing, fuck, it's releasing foggy nothingness in the air and my eyes are burning. But anyway, she's one of those like good, cool moms who will just, you know, she'll go to the school if you've been in a fight and she'll like continue the fight. Like, where's this motherfucker at? I'll kick his little ass. Touch my belly. I'll bite your face off, you son of a cunt. my grandma, though, she'd probably be like, I don't say those words, but I'll say motherfucker in a minute. So what else is new? What's going on with the world? I hope somebody's listening because I'm just talking to myself, and I didn't have time to post the link because I honestly didn't think I'd do a show tonight, folks. I was kind of like debating it. I was tired. I did a lot of leg shit at the gym last night, and I just spent the whole day kind of like sleeping and, you know, got some dinner and didn't really do much, didn't need to do much, wash a load of clothes. That's what the Billy Borelli Laugh Chat's about. And that's what these radio hosts and comedians and, you know, everybody that you look up to and that you see on the screen and you see on TV, they need to show you a part of their personal life and not just them walking to fucking Starbucks with no makeup on in sweats. You need to see, like, cams. I'm going to say it right now. Let's get these cams in these actors and actors' homes, comedians' homes. Let's just see what the fuck they go through during the day. I mean, I want to see, like, you know, sex and masturbation, and I want to see showers, and I want to see yelling at kids and beating kids' asses, and, you know, what really goes on behind these closed doors that we look up to. Humanize these people. Humanize them. They're not humanized. And we look up to all these, oh, my God, he's a celebrity. Oh, my God, he's an athlete. Yeah, because you see what they do. You see what they do on the field, on the screen, because that's something that you want to do. It's what your ass wants to do. But you don't have the balls to do it. Now you want to idolize them? Let's see how they really are. Then you'll be like, fuck you. I am not doing that shit. I'm not doing that. I know that sounded so like, yeah, what's happening? What else is up? ISIS is still fucking fighting. They're still, you know, like, hey, man, what happened to us? Well, what about us? You know, you forgot all about us. You started fighting with yourselves, and, you know, you forgot all about us. And right now it's all about the NFL, and it's about there's been a military hospital shooting. Gunman, one other person dead in Virginia. I think it's Virginia, VA. Yeah, Virginia. Veterans, see, I'm so fucking stupid. Let's back that up. Replay. Okay, there's been a shooting reported in the vicinity of Fort Bliss, Texas, at a VA clinic. I'm guessing that it was probably a veteran who's fucking fed up with the system because they don't take care of veterans, and he just went off, and maybe he shot somebody. Now, that does not give it an excuse. That does not give an excuse. There's no excuse for doing some shit like that. You don't shoot up fucking places, people. You don't do that shit. And I read this blog about how the police are getting shot at, and, you know, and nobody's respecting law enforcement, and they're blaming it on other people. Bullshit. The article says we need to blame that on ourselves. We created these people that are doing this. Take some personal responsibility for your children. Don't just make them fucking retards. Don't just, you know, do like my mom did. Here's how I was raised, mostly by my mom. If my ass did wrong, my ass got spanked. If my ass did good, I got praised for it. I went to school. She read stories to us. My mom was a character. Without her, my guidance, I wouldn't be Billy Borelli Laugh Chat today. I'd probably be some boring fucking kid. So parents, get involved with your kids. Get them interested in what you're doing, and I bet you they turn out normal. And normal? I bet you they turn out good. Let's put it like that. They turn out good. I turned out good, except for my comedy sharkness, shitting myself. And, yeah, thank you for joining me. I appreciate that to all my no listeners. Yes! You fucking rock, me. I rock.